This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Earl Long, a three-time governor of the great state of Louisiana, said this once. Don't write anything you can phone. Don't phone anything you can talk. Don't talk anything you can whisper. Don't whisper anything you can smile. Don't smile anything you can nod. Don't nod anything you can wink. Had he been alive to see email, Long surely would have been horrified. All the email hacks this election cycle have raised awareness in corporate America about vulnerability. But Marketplace's Andy Baxter reports that a lot of cybersecurity when it comes to emails hinges on employees' common sense.
Think of all the times you've emailed a colleague instead of walking over to say something, and you start to appreciate how big a role email plays in the American workplace. Ditching it? Not really feasible.
It would be like telling employees, you know, don't talk in the hallways.
Jules Polonetsky heads up a think tank called the Future of Privacy Forum. He says for most companies, email is still the lifeblood, but it has a lot of vulnerabilities.
There's real risk that it could be intercepted if your employees are using Wi-Fi at a coffee shop or if an attacker figures out how to access messages as they flow through the internet.
Using something called end-to-end encryption keeps that from happening. Polonetsky says strong passwords can help make corporate emails more secure. Ditto for having a second form of authentication, like a code. But cybersecurity expert Aviva Leighton at Gartner says criminals know companies are putting that stuff in place. So the crooks are doing things like researching employees and sending them legitimate-seeming emails with links, which employees then click, potentially downloading malware.
Criminals are going to these kind of social engineering attacks because banks and others are putting up really good controls. But you can always get people to do the wrong thing.
So companies really need to focus on educating employees, according to cybersecurity expert Peter Swire.
If we shift to a different mechanism, that mechanism will get exploited as well.
If we move beyond email somehow, humans are still the weak links. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.